Steve Trinity Resources, ISE 2, Listening 1. You're going to hear a talk about economics. You will hear the talk twice. The first time, just listen. Then I'll ask you to tell me generally what the speaker is talking about. Are you ready? The minimum wage is defined as the lowest amount that employers can pay workers for a given amount of work, normally measured per hour or month. Most countries have some sort of law to decide how much the minimum wage should be. For example, in the UK, in April 2017, the minimum wage was increased to £7.50 an hour for adults. However, there are both benefits and drawbacks to this type of policy. The biggest advantage of the minimum wage is that it reduces poverty and ensures everyone has enough money to survive. A slightly different but equally important purpose of the minimum wage is to make sure there is no discrimination in salaries because of gender, race, or age. In theory, it shouldn't matter what colour your skin is, you are guaranteed a certain basic level of pay. Proponents argue that the minimum wage also prevents people turning to illegal activities such as drugs and prostitution to make money, as they always have an alternative. Likewise, employers cannot exploit people in sweatshops or factories, working long hours for little pay, if the minimum wage system is in place. On the other hand, many economists are not convinced that this system really helps the economy. If businesses have to pay a minimum wage, often they simply don't hire people because they can't afford to. So overall, less people have jobs and the economy is in a worse condition. It must also be said that people in minimum wage jobs are often not poor, but just young. Normally, companies pay the minimum wage to younger workers and refuse to hire older people. Finally, some say the minimum wage discourages further education and removes motivation, as people accept a low-level job with a comfortable wage instead of aiming higher to earn more money. Overall, I'd say it's hard to discount the humanitarian argument. While there are some potential downsides, there's little doubt that the minimum wage helps millions of people survive and live happier lives. It's here to stay, which is fine by me. Can you tell me in one or two sentences what the speaker was talking about? Now listen to the talk again. This time make some notes as you listen if you want to. Then I'll ask you what arguments the speaker gives for and against the minimum wage. Are you ready? The minimum wage is defined as the lowest amount that employers can pay workers for a given amount of work, normally measured per hour or month. Most countries have some sort of law to decide how much the minimum wage should be. For example, in the UK, in April 2017, the minimum wage was increased to £7.50 an hour for adults. However, there are both benefits and drawbacks to this type of policy. The biggest advantage of the minimum wage is that it reduces poverty and ensures everyone has enough money to survive. A slightly different but equally important purpose of the minimum wage is to make sure there is no discrimination in salaries because of gender, race, or age. In theory, it shouldn't matter what colour your skin is, you are guaranteed a certain basic level of pay. Proponents argue that the minimum wage also prevents people turning to illegal activities such as drugs and prostitution to make money, as they always have an alternative. Likewise, employers cannot exploit people in sweatshops or factories, working long hours for little pay, if the minimum wage system is in place. On the other hand, many economists are not convinced that this system really helps the economy. If businesses have to pay a minimum wage, often they simply don't hire people because they can't afford to. So overall, less people have jobs and the economy is in a worse condition. It must also be said that people in minimum wage jobs are often not poor, but just young. Normally, companies pay the minimum wage to younger workers and refuse to hire older people. Finally, some say the minimum wage discourages further education and removes motivation, as people accept a low-level job with a comfortable wage instead of aiming higher to earn more money. Overall, I'd say it's hard to discount the humanitarian argument. While there are some potential downsides, there's little doubt that the minimum wage helps millions of people survive and live happier lives. It's here to stay, which is fine by me. Now tell me what arguments the speaker gives for and against the minimum wage. You have 1 minute to talk. That's the end of the test.